Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in today. We're going to talk about whether or not Oahu should be part of your Hawaii vacation plans. We're also going to talk all about Pearl Harbor, because today marks the anniversary, the 69th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor here on the island of Oahu. We'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's a great segment for you. We discuss pricing. This is our 426th podcast for Tuesday, December 7th, 2010. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. You can check us out on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us by calling us at 1-800-843-8771. Got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get right to it. Of course, today, like I mentioned, is a very somber day. This is the 69th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And that makes us think a lot about our freedom, who we are as a country, and what that freedom and what the sacrifices that people have had to make for our freedoms. And one of the ways that you can really get in touch with that is by visiting the Arizona Memorial. Now, it's Hawaii's most visited attraction for a reason. The U.S. Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor is on Oahu, and it lures over 1.5 million people a year. And I can tell you that nobody leaves the experience unmoved or uninspired. It's just that good. And that's why so many people come here. It's the most visited attraction in all of Hawaii. And it's actually gotten a lot better. I'm going to tell you all about what's happening out there now in the new visitor center. But if you're going to go out there, plan on a half a day at least. And try to get there as early as you can, starting from about 7:30 in the morning. The later you arrive, the longer you may have to wait to get started. And of course, there are lots of ways to get out there to Pearl Harbor. You can just drive there. You can take public transportation like a bus. Just talking to a client the other day, told him how to take the bus out there. There's lots of shuttles that you can get from some of the Waikiki hotels. There's tour buses and also private tours. Now, some of the tours that are out there include not just Pearl Harbor, but also like a historical scenic tour that you can take through downtown. Also includes the Punch Bowl of the Pacific, which is another very important historical site. And those are great too. And of course, it costs a little bit more when you do those kinds of tours, that bundles a little bit more into it. But if you want to make more of a day out of it, you know, I recommend those tours, and there's lots of good ones. We recommend, one of them is called the Stars and Stripes, which takes you to the Punch Bowl of the Pacific and a lot of the major historical sites downtown. And it'll be easy for you to determine how you want to do it. That's always simple. And if you need any help with it, of course, we're going to help you out. Just give us a call. We can get you involved. Now, everybody in your party is going to have to get their own ticket to get in. So if you have six people, you know, make sure, you know, you're going to have to get six tickets. So obviously, the more people you have, the earlier you want to get there. Because, you know, there is a point where they stop giving out the tickets. And that depends on the day. And right now, because of all that's going on out there, it's just going to be really a zoo out there. So you really want to get there early. That's the most important thing to remember. When you get there, you're going to watch a 23-minute documentary film that basically chronicles the December 7, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, which, by the way, is the worst naval disaster in American history. We've never had anything worse than that, and hopefully we'll never have one again. The film is also going to prepare you for the trip over to the memorial, where you get onto these diesel ferries, these Navy diesel ferries. They're brand new, and they take you over to the Pearl Harbor Memorial. And that's the only way you can get there to see it. So you have to go out on that little boat to do it. And don't worry, it's a short ride, so don't worry about getting seasick or anything like that. Now, since 9/11, security out there has really gotten a lot tougher, and they've tightened it up, so you can't carry anything that can provide concealment. So you're not going to be able to bring a purse or handbag or backpack or anything like that. Camera bag, nothing. No diaper bags. nothing like that into the visitor center. If you have a child that's in a stroller, make sure that you empty out the pockets because you can't put anything in the pockets or in the compartments of those, you know, strollers. I know a lot of them have those, so they have to be empty. But you should take your camera with you. You can bring your camera in as long as it's, you know, visible and you're carrying it in your hand. There's no space for checked baggage. However, there is places for lockers near the BOFIN, but that's further away from the visitor center. And right now, you know, it's all been redone, so I'm not sure. I just, you know, as a rule of thumb, just don't bring anything with you. Obviously, no swimwear at all, and make sure that you don't go in bare feet. They don't allow that either. And as you wait for your tour to begin, which leaves every 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to an audio tour that's narrated by the Academy Award winning Ernest Borgnine that you'll be hearing. And that's going to lead you through the visitor center, some of the museum exhibits and stuff before you actually get onto the boat to go over to the memorial. So that's kind of gives you something to do while you're waiting around for your trip over to the memorial. But I can tell you to be prepared to be affected by this experience, because even if you weren't born at the time of the attack or aren't familiar with all of the historical significance, you're going to literally be standing above a grave of 1,177 men who gave their lives on that day when their ship was bombed by the Japanese. And that's more than half of the total Americans that were killed during that attack. It's just amazing. And then when you look down, you can actually see oil that is still seeping from that ship. So it's just, you know, it's hard to describe what it does to you. And I highly recommend that you get out to Pearl Harbor when you come to Hawaii, especially Oahu, of course. And I recommend also combining it with the Pacific Aviation Center, at least, and the Mighty Mo. You know, we have so much now out there. It's really fantastic. And now with the new visitor center, it really even makes it a more amazing experience. It officially actually opened today. And there was a dedication ceremony out there in observance of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And the theme out there for this commemoration and for the memorial is A Promise Fulfilled, referring to the commitment to honor the history and the heroes of the Pacific War with new resources that help educate visitors. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're having so many things happen out there. It started last Sunday, and it's happening right through tomorrow. And there was just all the dignitaries were out there. There was the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, Patrick Walsh, was out there. Daniel Inouye, who's the senator from Hawaii, he was also, served, you know, as part of the 442 during World War II. And he's actually been a senator in Hawaii from Oahu since statehood. He's been the only senator to ever hold the office. Pretty amazing. And there's just lots of pomp and circumstance. There was over 200 actual survivors were scheduled to be there. I'm not sure how many were actually there, but you know, it's amazing. There are 200 of them actually still alive that are also involved in a lot of the fundraising that went on for the new center. And they also are involved in maintaining the center. So this is just a wonderful group of people. And it's just such a special, special time out there right now. There was also a moment of silence because it was 7:55 in the morning on December 7th, 1941, when the bombs dropped. So there was a moment of silence, and it had to be very touching and moving out there. And it's really great to see what's going on. Now, the new building, they did an actual $56 million renovation out there. And it's broken up into four sections now, with the World War II Valor in the Pacific National Monument, the USS Bofin Submarine Museum, the USS Memorial, and the Pacific Aviation Museum. And the center is really expanding on what they already had, so it's just a lot more information and a lot more assistance that's going to be available to travelers. It's going to include a new historically comprehensive gallery and new exhibits that are going to be even more, expand more on the existing theme that was there already. So it's really going to be great. I just can't wait to get out there myself and see it. There's also a new education and research center that they built with video conferencing capabilities for distance learning. And that's going to be used by children here in Hawaii and all over the country. And many of these students can take part in a Witness to History program, which allows them to learn all about the attack, the survivors, the historians, and the National Park Service, and all of the people who are the volunteers who participated in this education center. So, you know, it's just going to be a world-class now facility. It's been needed renovation for years. They've been working on it for years. So, so happy for the folks out there, and congratulations to them for completing the project and the new dedication. And what perfect timing opening here on December 7th. So really fantastic. So make sure that you get over there if you're going to be planning to come to Oahu. Speaking of Oahu, I'd like to talk about whether or not you should even include Oahu in your Hawaii vacation plans, because, you know, Oahu gets a bad rap these days. You know, for some reason, it's become cool not to come to Oahu, because we've heard it a million times. You know, Oahu's too touristy. You know, it's a big city now. It's got too many people and too much traffic, and there's lots of industrialization. And we've also heard that it's lost its aloha spirit. Well, you know what? Yeah, you know, it is a big city. And it is a metropolitan destination, but it has not lost its aloha spirit. I can tell you that. And, you know, when you think about the other islands, yes, some of the other islands are great. I mean, Maui is, you know, the magic isle. It's one of the greatest islands in the world. It has Haleakala. It's got the beautiful charm of Lahaina Town and Hana. All wonderful. And then there's Kaanapali, of course, and Kauai is the garden isle. It has beautiful things to see. It's a lot of natural wonders there. The Big Island has a lot of stuff to offer, too. It's got all the volcanic action, and it's got a lot of variety of great resorts and stuff. Molokai and Lanai, the two littler islands, of course, they have their place and their intimacy and peace that you can get on those islands as well. They're all really great, but I really don't want you to shortchange Oahu or just cross it off because you heard, you know, somebody said it was busy. Because Oahu has everything that all of the other islands have and more. We have some of the most beautiful beaches here. I think the most beautiful beaches, including Lanakai. And even up on the Waianae coast, there's so many beautiful beaches. On the east side, we have Sandy Beach and Waimanalo. There's just so many wonderful beaches here. If you just, you know, beaches alone, I have to say that I think Oahu has the most beautiful beaches of all the islands. So you definitely don't want to rule it out. As far as Waikiki goes, yes, it's very busy, but it's a metropolitan city. There's, you know, what's so great about it is there's just so much to do here. So, you know, it really depends on you, of course, but, you know, the best thing to do is to discuss it with us. You know, give us a call, let us know what your needs are, and then we're going to kind of guide you and figure out, well, does it really make sense or not to be including the island of Oahu as part of your plans? Because it really depends on your personal situation. In most cases, I think it really pays to include Oahu. And, you know, like for a 7-day trip, you might want to think about maybe doing 2 days on Oahu so you can get to see all these great things that we've been talking about here, like Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, you know, Polynesian Cultural Center. Some of the activities here, we have some of the most historical sites and historical places to visit than any of the other islands. So, you know, maybe a couple days on Oahu and then like 5 days on Maui or 5 days on Kauai. So you could combine a couple days on Oahu with a couple of other with one of the other islands if you have a 7-day trip. Highly recommend doing that. So keep that in mind. You know, it really is a very historical place. And, you know, there's just lots of areas on the island that you want to take trips to. Like, I'm sure you've heard of the North Shore. That's a great place to hang out. You've got, in the winter, some of the most amazing waves. You've got a place like Shark's Cove, where you have some of the best snorkeling in the world is there. You definitely want to check out the North Shore. Or East Oahu, where we are, where our offices are. You've got the Blowhole, Hanama Bay, Sandy's Beach. You've got Makapu'u. There's so many beautiful spots on the east side that you can enjoy. And then you've got, you know, places out on the west side, on the west coast, with the second city of Kapolei. So there's just so much to see and do. Don't get caught up in this thing that, you know, oh, I shouldn't go to Waikiki because right away it's too busy. Because there's lots of choices for you and there's lots of options for you. And there are so many things to do on the island of Oahu. So hopefully that helps you out. So if you're thinking about it or you're wondering, definitely give us a call. 1-800-843-8771 is the number. Remember to check out our blog and our podcast page. Our blog, every day we're posting new information. In fact, we have a whole piece today about Pearl Harbor and the dedication ceremony. So check that out on our blog. And on our podcast page, you can see all of the repeats of this show you're listening to and previous shows. And it's a great way to, you know, get information about Hawaii. And you also want to check out our Facebook page, Hawaii Aloha Travel, all one word, because we have lots of information. We love sharing this stuff with you guys. So definitely check all of that out and make sure you get back in and check out all the information that we have for you guys. Now's the time in our program we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So we got the first package here. It's for two people leaving February 13th to the 23rd. They're coming from Reno, Nevada. They're going to go to two islands, Honolulu and Kauai, on the island of Oahu and then Kauai. And they're going to be staying at the Aston Waikiki Beach here on Oahu. They've got a partial ocean view with a mid-sized car. Over on Kauai, they're going to be staying at the Islander on the beach in a partial ocean view. Got the fourth night free. Total package price, $31.17. Fantastic deal. Two people coming from Reno. Looks like they're going to be coming over Valentine's Day. So this is maybe a honeymoon couple or maybe they're just into romance. Congratulations to Douglas Wright and Christy Taylor. You're going to have a wonderful time here in Hawaii. Nei, we thank you. We give you big mahalo nui loa. Mahalo big. It means thank you big from all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I want to thank Ashley over at Extension 38. She's the agent that put that one together. Next package is for three people coming from Sacramento going to Maui, leaving May 24th, coming back on the 31st, staying in Kihei at the Castle Kamaole Stands in a two-bedroom standard room. Also have an economy car. Total package price for all three of them, $32.71. Another great deal for folks coming in from Sacramento in May. Congratulations to Janelle, Miru, and Myrtle. You're all going to have a great time in Hawaii. And also to Kalei over at Extension 31. And finally, today we have a package for one, two, three, four people coming in from Denver to Honolulu, leaving January 11th to the 20th. Wow, long vacation. Two rooms at the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach. They're coming to Oahu. Congratulations to these folks. Total package price, $88.81. Congratulations to the Reynolds family and to Lynn over at Extension 41 for putting that one together. That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you next time. For everybody here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.